content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine, under the heading of Upfront, What I Know Now. Lorraine Bracco, the husky-voiced actress, riffs on Betty Davis, her first comedic role, and missing James Gandolfini. Eye of Beholder. I was voted ugliest girl on the school bus in sixth grade. It was painful. I went home sobbing and said to my parents, I'm never going to school again. My father sat me on his lap, picked up my chin, and said, You're the most beautiful girl in the world to me. It helped a little. Go for it. My father always pushed me to try. When I was 19 and wanted to go to Paris and model, my mother was hesitant. But my father was like, Here's some money. Here's your return ticket. There's no harm in trying. He taught me. So I did. Manglia. My parents married when my father was in England. Mom was English, and my father was Italian. My mother was a war bride. She learned how to make meatballs, spaghetti, sauce, and from my father's mom and grandmother. Growing up, my siblings and I would chuckle because we never knew. Are we having meatballs, or are we having tea? I'm always up for a good meatball. Body aware. There are times when I've put on 15 to 20 pounds, and it's my fault because I'm not paying attention or not caring. I think Pilates is great, and I try to walk a lot. I walk, walk, walk. Au naturel. I was never a girl who looked in the mirror. I am what I am. I put a little lipstick on, a little blush, and I'm out the door. Role models. My parents were movie buffs. Judy Garland was big in my house, but my favorite was Betty Davis. I loved how she could transfer herself from an ugly duckling into a beautiful swan. I think being voted ugliest girl in sixth grade had a lot to do with why I adored her. Remember Friends. Last year was the 25th anniversary of The Sopranos, and people still call out, Hey, Doc, when they see me on the street. I love it. It means my role as Dr. Melfi meant something to them. When I think about the show, I don't think about the success. I think about what I lost. I lost Jimmy, Gandolfini, and for Goodfellas, which was 35 years ago, I lost Ray Liotta. I lost two people whom I worked with, whom I adored, whom I would jump up in the air and hug and kiss whenever I saw them. That's what I think about. Share success. One of the big things for me in my life, besides having children and grandchildren, is that my parents got to see my success. It warms my heart that I was able to bring them to the Oscars and all the openings of The Sopranos. It was very special for them and for me. The Great Beyond. I think there's an afterlife. Once we leave our body, we go on and see our friends and family. I have no problem with that at all. Believe in love. I'm single, and I'm sure someone will arrive. I believe in love. What do I look for in a man? A sense of humor is extremely important, and I like a guy who's sure of himself. I'm sure of myself, so I want him to be rock steady. Mama's lesson. The most important lesson I tried to teach my two daughters is that anything is possible. If I could do what I've done in my life, I told them, you can do anything. You are the only one who can stop yourself. Day in a life. I love being home. I have the dogs. I cook. I garden. I feed the birds. I talk on the phone. I do Wordle. I do the New York Times spelling bee. I watch old movies. I love when it's Oscar season and I get all the Academy movies. I cook for people. My friends came over last night. I made them a nice little dinner. Real life Nana. Being a grandmother is so much fun because you relive a part of you that's been dormant for a while. We play, we read, we talk. As long as I can get down on the floor and get back up again, I'm good. Funny Bone. Nana's is a comedy, a true story about this guy who opens a restaurant with a bunch of nonas. I've never, ever done a comedy before, so this was big for me. I was nervous. I didn't know where to start. The director gave me these ugly glasses, and I said, "I look terrible. What are you doing to me?" He said, "Lorraine, trust me." He was hysterical, laughing behind the camera. Vince Vaughn kept saying, "Lorraine, you're doing great. Just commit. Believe. It's a character that never in a million years I would thought I would play." And this article was as told to Natasha Stoyanov. Oscar, Emmy, and Golden Globe nominated actress Lorraine Bracco, 70, starred as Dr. Jennifer Melfi in the acclaimed series The Sopranos, and makes her comedic debut on Nana's on Netflix May 9th. Now, since we've still got some summer left, I'm going back to another issue of AARP, the magazine. This one is My Best Cruise Ever and The Voyage That Could Have Been Better. There are so many factors to consider when booking a cruise. Where will your journey take you? How many days will you be at sea or in port? In what type of cabin will you rest your head? What entertainment will pique your interest? Will you take prearranged shore excursions or set out on your own? And you'll likely encounter dozens of other small decisions along the way that it can impact your vacation. So we asked the real experts, older Americans who have walked the Lido deck, to share their stories about a time they experienced a brag-worthy vacation and about a time things could have gone better. Before you head off into uncharted waters, learn from these travel tales. Bon voyage. My best. I won a trip to a private island. I took a 7-night carnival cruise to Mexico from Galveston, Texas. The first day they did a presentation on their shore excursions and drew one name to win a free experience. My then husband and I won the big prize, 2 passes to Isla Passion, a private island off Cozumel. That spoiled me. Now, every time I cruise, I expect to win the big prize, and am disappointed when I don't. My advice to others, always go to those presentations and enter the drawing. You never know. And that was from Michael Palmer, 52, of Henrietta, Oklahoma. Cruise tip, study the brochures. Every cruise line will say it's the right one for you, and there's something for everyone. But there are clues to tell you more. Look for advertising photos that showcase people who appear to be of your age, Palmer says. And my worst. I didn't know there would be so many kids. My last cruise to the Dominican Republic was my least favorite. There were too many kids. The jacuzzi was filled with kids who never got out, and parents weren't really supervising them. It wasn't spring break or anything, but what we didn't realize upon booking the trip was that the cruise line was running a special where kids cruise for free. So make sure you know what kind of cruise it is and whether any special packages might alter the typical vibe or passengers on board. And that was from Yvonne Howard, 53, of Smyrna, Delaware. Then here's another best. I spent most of my time on land, not at sea. I was on a 12-day Princess cruise, leaving from the UK and going to Ireland, Scotland, and all the way around the British Isles. It was port intensive, so we spent more days at port than at sea, on excursions that included castles and cathedrals, top tier. And that was from Jasmine Davis, 64, of Pittsfield, New Hampshire. And we have a cruise tip here. Ask an expert. There are so many cruises out there, it's easy to go down a rabbit hole looking at them. A cruise expert can help you narrow it down, Davis says. They ask questions such as how far are you willing to travel to the departure point and your desired port to at sea ratio and find the right fit. Here's another best. We made friends with locals. My wife calls me a human GPS because I can find my way around anywhere. When I retired, we went on an Alaskan cruise with Princess, and we would walk into the port towns and talk to people. We wouldn't take an excursion offered by the ship. In Ketchikan, we saw what looked like a rundown little store, but the signs said radio station. And we talked to the DJ and found out he knew my brother. The best experiences are just getting to know the locals. That was from Glenn Kessler, 67, of Sugarland, Texas. And the cruise tip here, variety is the spice of life. Do something different every day of your cruise. Go to karaoke night, even if you don't sing. If cruising alone, do activities where you meet others. You may make a friend to cruise with again. Another best. Our second choice turned out to be a dream destination. In 2007, we wanted to go to Antarctica. My partner John had retired 4 years before, and this was our way to start exploring the world. We called Lynn Blad Expeditions cruises, but Antarctic cruises were sold out for the season. They suggested going to Svalbard, Norway, instead. We'd never heard of it, but we said, let's do it. That first cruise to a destination that wasn't our first choice became our dream trip. We saw over 30 polar bears. We saw walruses. We had a blue whale right alongside the ship. We went past these bird cliffs that probably had 100,000 birds nesting on them. I kayaked for the first time. The naturalist said to stop paddling once in a while and just listen, and I would hear the ice crispies, which is the air being released out of the glacial ice. It really does snap, crackle, and pop. And this was from Annabelle Lee, 68, Thousand Oaks, California. And a cruise tip, manage your money. Carolyn Spencer Brown, former editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, is a fan of package pricing for amenities. As we get older, we want less hassle, she says. We want our brains at rest when we're on vacation, not totaling up sums of extra fee options. Here's a worst. Family time in a cramped cabin. Our goal was the destination Alaska. But we learned an important lesson, which is that you shouldn't put four people, two adults and two teenage boys, in one stateroom. We didn't realize how small the room was going to be. We had two sets of bunk beds in our room. There was no place to chill out, so the journey is as important as the destination. And that bit of advice is from Ranu Mudderja, 56, of Philadelphia. And a tip here, create extra storage space. Rooms can be tight, but bringing a few small items can maximize space. Traveler Jasmine Davis says, the ship's walls are metal, so take magnetic hooks to hang purses, hats, sandals, and more. A portable over-the-door shoe rack helps keep shoes out of the way, and a netted shower bag can be used to hold your products in a tight cabin bathroom. Now we have what's new for 2025, the latest in amenities and itineraries. So many new ships. Several new ships are expected to launch this year. They range from two 125-passenger American cruise lines vessels that are designed for cruising the Atlantic coast to Royal Caribbean's Star of the Seas, a massive ship that can hold more than 5,600 guests. And revamping menus. Vegetarian, vegan, and plant-based menus, along with no-alcohol mocktails, are found on lines such as Oceania, Regent, Seven Seas, Celebrity, Windstar, and Carnival. Holland American Line was developed a global network to source and serve 80 types of fresh fish. Here's a worst. We were considered too old to have fun on an excursion. I started scuba diving in the 1960s. I was inspired by Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt and taught by a Navy frogman. These days, although we're still certified divers, Donnell and I tend to take snorkeling trips. We book a Caribbean cruise and learn about age limits for active shore excursions. A snorkeling trip in Costa Maya had a 65-year age limit. We called and questioned that. Even in our 80s, we're capable snorkelers. We jumped through hoops and even sent a letter from our doctor. Eventually, they okayed us. But when we checked in, the guy with the clipboard told us we were too old, and they put us on a silly glass-bottom boat tour instead. We were so annoyed and insulted. We prefer sailing on lines that don't discriminate against older cruisers. And that was from Dale Leatherman, 80, of Northern Virginia. Now, this best, I got to experience stunningly beautiful Dutch landscapes. Have you ever been in Kansas and seen its miles of flat plains? Imagine that as tulips, and that's what it was like visiting the flower fields on Viking's Tulips and Windmills cruise in the Netherlands. Tulips to the left, to the right, tulips behind you in red and orange and yellow, just unbelievably beautiful. I learned so much on this tour, not just about tulips, but about Van Gogh and Rembrandt, World War II history, and the technology that exists to help prevent flooding in a small country that's partly below sea level. The cruise is only available for a few weeks, but don't go the first couple of weeks. You're not guaranteed the full flower experience because of the weather. And that was from Rachel Sennett, 74, of Rockville, Maryland. The cruise tip, be weather aware. Michael Johnson, 71, of Fredericksburg, Texas, remembers traveling on a cruise from Boston to Montreal in mid-October. I had visions of relaxing on a big veranda, looking at the fall colors, he says. But it was cold and drizzly. At one shore excursion, he asked a sales clerk at a store in Maine when she thought the storm would end. She looked at me with a puzzled look and said, "This isn't a storm. This is our weather." And let's look at special ports. Cruise line developed hotspots are multiplying in the Bahamas. MSC Cruises has developed the Ocean Cay. Disney has opened Disney Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point. And coming later this year, Carnival's Celebration Key and Royal Caribbean's Royal Beach Club Paradise Island. And charting remote waters. Western Australia's Kimberley region is luring cruisers to see rugged red gorges and ancient rock art. Seabourn, Silver Sea, and Ponant offers cruises. Viking has announced new China-focused itineraries along the coast. And that was sent by David Swanson. And as an anecdote, I went on a Viking cruise last summer and met a delightful gentleman in his 80s who was blind. When he lost his sight, he started the reading newspaper program in England. He was British. So he was doing the same thing in England that I do here in North Carolina. So we're going to keep on with some odds and ends today. Let's look at a star ingredient for summer meals, sugar snap peas. Spring brings a lot of wonderful produce to our doorstep. One of my favorite is sugar snap peas. You can blanch, sauté, or even grill them with the help of an oven rack. One of the best ways to enjoy them is by juicing them in a machine for crudos and cervezas or cocktails. Then, up front, go. Get the seat you want without paying more in airline fees. Most airlines typically charge you extra to choose the seat you want when you book, with more desirable spots going for higher prices. But that doesn't mean you have to pony up. Airlines want you to believe that you don't have a seat on the plane unless you reserve it, says Christopher Elliott of Elliott Report, a consumer advocacy website. You can call the airline's bluff. Here are some strategies for getting a good seat for low or no cost. Book on the same reservation. Travel companions fear they will be split up if they don't pay to reserve specific seats. But those who buy their tickets together likely will be seated together without payment, Elliott says. Families should stick together. Some airlines have agreed to ensure that young children get seated with an accompanying adult, even if the family didn't pay to select their seats. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, these are Alaska, American, Frontier, Hawaiian, and JetBlue. play musical chairs. This is a favorite tip of Kyle Potter, executive editor of the Thrifty Traveler website. It works for basic economy fares on Delta. He said, before your flight is scheduled to depart, keep looking at your booking on the airline's website to see if a better seat is available. Even up to the moment of boarding, there's basically a 24-hour window to pick the best of what's left for free, he says. It pays to check back with the seat map again and again, especially in the last few hours. And get seat alerts. United will let you sign up to get an alert through its phone app if the type of seat you prefer opens up. The website Expert Flyer will also alert you if desired seats become available. And do research before you spend. If you do pay to pick your seat, make sure it's worth it. Check websites, seat maps, Aerolopa or Seat Guru. They provide plane layouts and note the pros and cons of various seats on that particular aircraft. Another item, keep calm and carry on. How a backpack beats a roller bag. Ever since the roller bag was patented in 1970, one truism seems to apply to air travel. Why carry when you can pull? But I rethought this notion on a recent trip in which my discount fare excluded overhead bin privileges. Now I know. A small backpack is the way to go. Light packing. Knowing I would carry this stuff, I brought essentials only. No double bagging. My backpack has a space for my laptop, so my messenger bag stayed at home. Security was a breeze. No fumbling. Roller bags can be awkward on escalators, sidewalks, and buses. And no gate check. No airline agent will slap a tag on your backpack and make you wait for it on the jet bridge. Now, under Upfront Live, Boot Camp for Pups. Pet training is easy when someone else does it for you. Training an energetic puppy can be overwhelming for some older pet owners who may not have the required physical strength and stamina. There's a solution. Send the pooch away for a training academy. Programs typically last a month or two and can help resolve issues such as aggression, leash pulling, separation anxiety, and chewing on shoes and furniture. Trainers work daily with your dog, similar to how coaches work with professional athletes, says Eric Ennis, who served as a Navy SEAL canine trainer and owns Coastline Canine in Naples, Florida. A lot of people don't realize how detailed and scientific dog training is, he says. This training option isn't cheap, though. A four-week program can run from about $1,000 to $5,000. But the trainers can turn your pet into a good boy or girl. When he came back, he was like a different dog, says Courtney West, owner of a rambunctious Aussie Doodle in Florida. It was like somebody had flipped a switch. And how about finding help for odd jobs? How to hire a handy person for small tasks around the house. 3/4 of older adults want to remain in their home as they age, according to an AARP survey. But homes age too, and making even small repairs or doing routine maintenance may become physically demanding. You might need a good handy person, not a contractor who will only take on room renovations, but someone you can call on to tackle small tasks. Alex Brandon of New York's North River Renovation Management, who has worked for This Old House, and Docia Borlin of Handyman Connections of Golden, Colorado, offer tips. Where to start? Watch YouTube videos of pros doing the job you want done. You'll then know what's involved, how long it takes, and what questions to ask when hiring someone, Brandon says. Get recommendations. Ask at a hardware store. The staff should know trusted small contractors. Get on social media. Neighborhood groups are a good source, and Instagram is a hot spot for handy people to post photos and videos of their work. Go online. Search these sites for professionals. Angie, Home Advisor, Houzz, that's H-O-U-Z-Z, and Next Door. Borland says. Also, check with the Better Business Bureau. If you've worked with a contractor on a large-scale renovation, that person likely knows someone who can take on small jobs. Vetting. In online reviews, look for performance feedback, on-time arrival, and good communication, Borland says. Read the negative reviews, too, and pay attention to responses. Quality pros reply to bad reviews politely with an effort to resolve the issue. When interviewing a potential hire, ask how they find their clients. If it's mostly by word of mouth, that can be a good recommendation right there. Ask to speak with other clients. And get a detailed quote, and make sure the pro has liability and workers' comp insurance. Now, another little item here, a living tribute. Celebrating a milestone or remembering a late loved one, plant a commemorative tree. Your yard. Look for a tree that reminds you of the traits you admire about the honoree. A flowering dogwood for kindness. A maple for generosity. An oak for strength. Affix a marker. Nature preserve. Check for commemorative programs in your area. University. Adopt a tree in a campus garden or an arboretum. Continuing on with our bits and pieces for today, upfront tech. Blue Sky takes off. Should you give this new social media platform a whirl? See what you want. Blue Sky has no single algorithm that determines the type of posts you see. Instead, after signing up, you choose subjects that interest you, such as culture, food, movies, news, pets, or sports. Exclude what you don't want. You can choose to hide sexually suggestive or graphic material or set warnings before such posts appear. The same for posts that spread misinformation or propagate scams. Find friends. Blue Sky works like other social media platforms in letting you connect with your friends or follow people or organizations. You can read and like their posts and write comments. And I'll mention a book that's come out, a self-help, Change the Recipe, because you can't build a better world without breaking some eggs. This is by Jose Andres and Richard Wolff. It was published in April of 2022. Well, folks, we've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.